Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Later today, the Anglican Church in North America will officially name Amesbury as the seat or cathedral of its New England diocese. Its members broke away from the much larger Episcopal Church of America amid controversy over the election of an openly gay bishop. WBUR's Sonari Glinton reports.
Amesbury is a quintessentially beautiful New England town. A river passes over rocks and runs through the downtown area. There's also a converted mill, an array of restaurants and coffee shops, and now a new cathedral.
This building right over here is a former convent.
Brian Barry is a newly ordained priest. The 26-year-old shows me around All Saints Church.
Our campus has four buildings, actually, and this entire property was purchased from the Roman Catholic Archdiocese. Right here is a former school building.
Tonight, the Anglican Church in North America will hold a service to proclaim All Saints as the new seat or cathedral of its New England diocese. It will be the center for 16 parishes across New England. The church was born out of controversy. When Gene Robinson was elected bishop of the Episcopal Diocese of New Hampshire, Robinson is an out gay man who lives with his partner. Members of the breakaway church in Amesbury say Robinson's election broke with 2,000 years of belief. Leaders also say the mainstream Episcopal Church was drifting too far away from core values. Father Brian Barry sits down in the side room of All Saints. He's one of more than 100 delegates of the Anglican Church in North America who've come here from around the country. They're holding the new church's first national convention after it was formed in Texas a year ago.
It's not being set up as a protest against anything, but rather just as a way of reorganizing ourselves and getting back to the work that we've, as a church, been called to for 2,000 years.
Barry says he's aware of the controversy surrounding the new church.
We can empathize with that pain largely because many of our people have gone through a lot of pain in the last several years. They have had to make really difficult decisions to sometimes walk away from places where they were married and where they've spent decades and decades of life. But they made that decision because they thought that it was the best way of remaining faithful.
Father Barry and other members of the Anglican Church in North America say they hope to reconcile with their Episcopalian brethren one day. For WBUR, I'm Sonari Glinton.
Officials with the Episcopal Church did not immediately comment.